This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is the Kathy Romano Show on B101. Where'd that guy go?
I know. He like faded out on me. I don't know what happened there. That was weird.
And we have a guest in the studio. So our guest today is a familiar face to NBC 10 viewers as anchor of the 4 o'clock news and the station's investigative consumer reporter. She's been a trusted voice in our community for nearly 3 decades. Today, she's here to share some big news. She's embarking on an exciting new chapter beyond NBC 10. Please welcome Tracy Davidson.
Oh, it's so nice to see you.
I know.
We go
Hi.
Back so long.
So, Bobby, one of my first jobs in television was at NBC 10. And so I worked alongside Tracy, and I was just a little PA ripping scripts, running scripts to you into the studio.
You told me you're 28 and you've been doing radio for 22 years. So you were
exactly.
Six years
and
old.
She was a cute 6-year-old.
Right. That's
she
amazing.
Really was very sweet. Yeah.
So I was shocked when I heard that you're leaving NBC 10 and you're not retiring.
No, I call it rewiring.
Okay.
Because
I like that.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, these days people have second chapters and third chapters. And so I'm rewiring. And Kathy, you know that I'm all about information. Like, I just want to help people by giving them information they need. So I'm going to continue to do the same thing just in public speaking and motivational speaking. And I focus on resilience skills and strategies to help people.
And I started to do a little research because we were going to have you in here. TracyDavidson.com is incredibly put together. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. I started it a long time ago, the website, and it just kept developing. And I think people right now are a little bit stressed out. So there's been a more demand for people who are going to come in and either help employers keep their employees engaged and feel supported and prevent burnout and stress. And just for individuals who want to be able to do life without feeling like they are pulled at a rubber band extension every minute of every day.
So when is your last day on NBC 10?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. How does that feel, though? I mean, you've been there for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And now, like, you're not going to have to. I know. And you've done a number of things. Like, you were getting up early. You were in the evening. You're now 4 o'clock. You're out on the road. Like, you did it all, basically.
Yeah. I've been incredibly blessed. I'm so grateful for all the opportunities, all the stories that I've covered, all the people I've met, the stories I've told, the viewers who have always been so kind and grateful. And it's been beautiful.
And so how is it making you feel? Do you think you'll miss it, or are you ready for this new chapter?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I'm really, really excited for the next chapter, and I'm still all about information. You know, there's not going to be a day that I don't check out multiple sources and read up on things.
Good choice right before Thanksgiving, because you got to pick your timing. It's like, well, I'll do this right here, and then I'll have nice to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
Although I have to tell you that, you know, I've been invited on a number of podcasts and radio stations and interviews and even speaking engagements already. Even I had a school district reach out, and they want me to come and talk to their girls about confidence.
Mm.
So lots is still happening. Yes. Do I want to stay in my pajamas for 3 days straight and sort of just put a ribbon on this career? Sure I do, but it's not working out that way.
So who's going to do the consumer stuff, do you know?
Well, Valeria Ponte Feliciano.
Okay.
Who has been doing it for our T62 team.
Okay.
And so now this is just a natural transition for her. And I know that they have hired another anchor who I believe will start in January.
Oh, okay. But they haven't said who it is.
No.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Oh, okay. You don't even know who's filling in.
My head is spinning just trying to, you know.
Get your stuff together.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's, do you have a favorite, I know this is of 30 years in the industry, this is, you know, you probably can't pick one, but a favorite story you covered or a favorite investigative consumer report you did?
You know, two things that sound so basic, but still stay with me to this moment, is that we were the first station, we were the first anything to do shredder events. And when I first came up with the idea, all of the producers thought I was nuts. Because at first I thought, because we were doing all these identity theft stories. And people just kept calling us and they were losing money and they were losing all their information. And we were telling them how to now this is 2001, so there's no technology at this point, right? And we're telling them you got to shred everything. And so at first I say to my producers, well, what if we just got some shredders from Staples and just set it up in the NBC 10 parking lot and had people come and they're like, okay, you've lost your mind. And so that got more developed, that story. And then we had a commercial shredding company come, and the first day it's like throwing a party. Is anybody going to come? We're like, we're going to shred all your personal documents. The first time we had 800 people at Plymouth Meeting Mall. By the third time at the Echelon Mall parking lot, we had 3,000 people.
And then all those producers took credit for it. Because it was a great idea.
They kept looking at me going, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work. But it did. And you know what? We knew there was a need because of identity theft. We didn't know the emotional piece that we would touch for people because the stress of holding on to things, maybe their parents had passed and they had all their, you know, and boxes taking up room in a spare bedroom, or they couldn't get their car into the garage anymore. And they were so grateful and thankful when they would wait in line for at least an hour. And they'd still be so grateful. We'd walk up and down the lines and they'd say, oh no, thank you so much. We're able to get rid of this. We didn't know how to do it.
I remember this. This is when I started at NBC 10. And I remember this event and when you started it and how huge it became. And you're right. People were really grateful for it.
Yeah.
I also remember, and I don't know if you want me to bring this up or not, but
sure.
I'm going to. I also remember your cartwheel sessions through the newsroom. Do you still do cartwheels in the newsroom?
I do not do I haven't done a cartwheel. Let's just say I haven't done a cartwheel in the newsroom in a while.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't. That was sort of, that was just a fun motivation. I don't know what that was about.
It would depend on the day, and every once in a while, she'd just do a cartwheel.
That's great.
In the newsroom, and
you kept it lighthearted. I'm sure with some of the stories you got to deal with, it's tough, and so you're going to keep it lighthearted.
Sure. Yeah.
So I want to ask you a question.
Of course.
You talked about some empowerment and talking to women coming soon. So I have a friend of mine. His daughter is just started in college. She's in Westchester, and she wants to get into this crazy media, radio, public relations, that whole kind of business.
Yeah.
What would you say to an up-and-coming female who's just now a freshman in college and trying to get her start? What advice would you give her?
I would say be brave and take chances, because that's what builds your confidence. And it doesn't matter the result. Raise your hand, go to the networking event, and, you know, be scared, but still go up to somebody and say, hi, my name is, what do you do? What are you interested in? Be brave is what my advice would be.
Okay. Like them.
I just saw a TikTok video, and I just happened to be watching it, and I didn't know until a little way through that it was actually filmed here in Philadelphia, but it was a young kid who is interviewing billionaires, and he literally was standing outside of it. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I saw it too.
He was standing outside of a bank, and a police officer comes over to him.
And he talks to Alan Dom.
Yes, he talked to Alan Dom, who is, I guess, I know he's a multimillionaire, but I guess he's a billionaire. He owns, you know, tons
everything.
Of real estate. Yeah, everything in the
city. House Square.
Yeah, but I was thinking, watching that video, I'm like, oh no, like, is he going to reject him? Is he going to talk to him? Like, I was almost nervous for the kid, but the kid didn't care. He took his chance. He ended up interviewing Alan. And at the end, he's like, hey, can I get your number or contact? And Alan goes, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So who knows if that's going to lead to something for this kid, but how incredible.
Courage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to be brave. And the being brave, the raising your hand, the doing it, is what builds the confidence. It doesn't matter the result. So I was telling young teenage girls the other day, raise your hand. If you get the answer wrong, failure is just feedback. But it's in the raising of the hand. It's in the taking the chance. It's in the being scared and doing it anyway that you grow your confidence.
I love your friend, Jen, who you work with.
Jen Kronberger.
Jen,
I'm lifting your voice.
Yes, Jen Kronberger. What are you guys doing? Are you still doing your events?
So we do personal development for women days twice a year. And now we're doing virtual events in between. And really, we developed that in 2018, 2017, when we just felt like women were getting everything done. They were checking the to-do box, but they weren't really taking time to even listen to their own voice. And what do they want? And are their priorities really in line with how they're spending their time and their energy?
So you'll continue with that.
Yes.
And then TracyDavidson.com, where you can find more information. People can hire you? They can reach out to you?
Sure. Yes, that's what I want to do. Somebody asked me the other day, a reporter from a publication, they said, well, this is a business. Yes, this is very much a business, but a business that I believe will help people and help individuals and help companies.
And she's only taking 3 days in PJs. We've learned
right,
only 3 days
right.
in PJs and right back to work.
Well, I do think you should.
I'll do some baking, you know, for the holidays and then just chill.
But you should at least do 3 days in your PJs. I think that's okay.
Not 3 days, 30 years. Yeah, that works.
Right. Yeah. One day for each decade.
Yeah, exactly.
In your
exactly.
PJs. So TracyDavidson.com. You can find all the information. LiftingYourVoice.com as well. Tell Jen I said hi. Your last day, you said, is Tuesday?
Yes.
Is there anything special planned? How are you going off?
I don't know. I've been asked to do a couple of pieces. So I did a piece on the Shredder event, and I did a piece on when I revealed that I had breast cancer. And then by me saying, people, don't wait, go get your mammogram, some woman called, and it was months later, and she said, I didn't wait, and I found out that I had breast cancer.
Wow.
And she now had breast cancer, past tense. And she reaches out to me every milestone in her that happens in her family, and she says, thank you, because hadn't listened to you to go get my mammogram, I don't know where I would be. So there's a piece on that and a piece on the Shredder event, and that's all I know.
Well, Tracy, I'm certainly going to miss you on the air. I'm glad that you have this next chapter and that you're moving on to something that you want to do. You were, you know, huge in my life. You were a big inspiration for me when I first started working there. I mean, there are a lot of people at NBC 10 and, you know, at different stations that I worked at that have helped me, and you were one of them. So thank you so much for always supporting me, and I'm glad that you came by. I'm always here to support you and what you're doing as well.
Back at you, and I'm very happy and saying congratulations to you on this chapter.
Thank you very much. That's Tracy Davidson from NBC 10. Make sure you watch. Tuesday will be her last day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.